USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A development in the investigation of a hostage standoff at a Texas synagogue. Police say two teenagers are in custody and they are being questioned, although no charges have been filed at this time. A British national accused of holding four people hostage during a 10-hour standoff at that Texas synagogue on Saturday was taken down by an FBI SWAT team. A military flight from New Zealand has been able to assess the damage of a huge undersea volcanic eruption in the island of Tonga. A cloud of ash preventing the military from launching flights earlier to the Pacific Island nation. North Korea reportedly firing another missile. This would mark the fourth test so far this month. The South Korean military says an unidentified projectile has been fired into the East Sea. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Sunday NFL wildcard action saw the 49ers head into Dallas and win 23-17 over the Cowboys. The Buccaneers take care of business at home over the Eagles 31-15. The Chiefs downing the Steelers 42-21. Monday night it will be the Rams and Cardinals. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was deported from Australia Sunday after losing a bid to stay in the country to defend his Australian Open title, choosing not to be vaccinated. The COVID-19 vaccine now mandated for shoppers and diners 12 and older in the nation's capital. The rule went into effect over the weekend after Mayor Muriel Bowser's executive orders last month, forcing people in indoor venues to prove they are vaccinated. A man has been arrested after apparently pushing a woman to her death in front of a subway train at the Times Square station. The woman was waiting for a train when she was apparently shoved by the man unprovoked. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The eldest son of Martin Luther King Jr. at a rally in Arizona this weekend, calling out Senator Kyrsten Sinema, who gave a speech about her support to uphold the filibuster on federal voting rights legislation.
15th Amendment that gave formerly enslaved people the right to vote in 1870. That didn't have bipartisan support. Should former slaves have been denied the right to vote, Senator Sinema?
Marches and events are planned all across the country in honor of the civil rights leader. Texas Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz are on track to deliver what could be the final blow to Democrats' hopes of passing the voting bill that would shut down many of the restrictions that the Texas legislature passed into law last year. President Trump held a rally in Arizona on Saturday night and attacked the current administration.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
President holding his first rally of the year about 70 miles southeast of Phoenix. Bye-bye Spider-Man Hello Scream, Paramount's fifth installment of the slasher franchise, generating an estimated $30.6 million at the box office in North America this weekend, bringing in more than the opening of the last installment. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.